Welcome to a new episode from English Plus Podcast. Today's episode is about listening. We will focus on our listening skills and listening comprehension, and we will learn some words along the way. The listening is about magic. So without further ado, let's start talking about magic. Can you fly like a bird by saying certain words, or change ordinary metals into gold with a potion, or cause a rainstorm by dancing in a special way? Of course not. That would be magic. Long ago, before science developed, most people believed in magic. They thought supernatural forces connected different parts of the world. They believed some people called sorcerers and witches had magical powers. They could use special chants, spells, or charms to call on supernatural forces and make wonderful or terrible things happen. In those days, magic and religion blended together. For many people, spells and rituals were a part of their religious beliefs. They believed that if certain spells or rituals were performed the right way, the gods or spirits would grant their wishes. The first priests were religious magicians called shamans. Ancient hunting and gathering people looked to shamans to help them survive. They believed shamans had the power to heal the sick. Shamans were thought to communicate with the spiritual world. They led rituals to make hunting expeditions successful, keep crops growing, and prevent disasters. As civilization advanced, such ideas were left behind. Few people believe in magic anymore, yet many still enjoy magic shows. Stage magicians are popular entertainers. Magicians appear to do the impossible, such as make objects disappear or float in the air. Audiences know the magic isn't real, but even so, they enjoy being baffled. How do magicians do it? Most magic tricks depend on a practice called misdirection. Misdirection happens when a magician fools the audience into looking the wrong way at key moments. Magicians also use sleight of hand. This means they move their hands too quickly for people to see. Finally, magicians use special equipment. This is why people sometimes say magic is done with smoke and mirrors. Even as entertainment, magic has a long history. A magician named Dedi lived and worked in Egypt around 2700 BC. His most famous trick involved cutting the heads off two chickens and an ox. He then appeared to restore the animals' heads and bring them back to life. In 1921, a British magician named P.T. Selbit created one of the best-known acts in magic. He shot a woman into a box and sawed the box in half. Afterward, the woman got out of the box, still alive and whole. About the same time in America, Howard Thurston made the Indian rope trick famous. First, he seemed to make a rope rise into the air, then he climbed the rope and disappeared. The American magician and escape artist Harry Houdini amazed audiences with his sensational escapes from seemingly impossible situations. In one act, he escaped from a locked metal box underwater while wearing handcuffs. But what about magic as a career? Magic is fun, but is it profitable? Some famous and successful magicians include Harry Blackstone, Doug Henning, and David Copperfield. Tens of thousands of magicians perform magic acts in the United States today. However, only about 500 of them actually make a living as professionals. So, that was our listening about magic. That was the story I wanted to tell you about magic. I hope you liked it, and I hope you learned a thing or two about magic. But it's not over yet. We're still going to talk about some keywords that we mentioned in our story about magic. But before we do that, let me remind you that there is a link in the description of the episode that will take you to a custom post we created specifically for this episode on our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com. There you will find interactive activities, you will find a PDF downloadable worksheet, the show notes, and the vocabulary, of course, all waiting for you to practice the things you're learning here and take your English to the next level. So don't hesitate. Take the link, go to our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com, and take your English with it to the next level. Now, there's also another link that will take you to our Patreon page. If you like the content we're creating and you would like to support us by becoming a patron of the show, please take the link, go to our Patreon page, become a patron of the show, and help us create more content and reach more people with your help and support. Now, that being said, let's move back and talk about the words that we want to focus on from this story you've just listened to about magic. Now, the very first word is potion. We said at the beginning, can you change ordinary metals into gold with a potion? What is the meaning of a potion? A potion is a drink that contains medicine, poison, or something that is supposed to have magic powers. That is the potion. And then we talked about the supernatural. We said they thought supernatural forces connected different parts of the world. We're talking about long ago, before science developed, when most people believed in magic. But what is the meaning of supernatural? Supernatural creatures, forces, and events are believed by some people to exist or happen, although they are impossible according to scientific laws. These are supernatural, like Superman, for example, or any other supernatural forces you may think of. Then we talked about sorcerers and witches. Now, what is the meaning of a sorcerer? In fairy stories, a sorcerer is a person who performs magic by using the power of evil spirits. And witches, also in fairy stories, a witch is a woman, usually an old woman, who has evil magic powers. Witches often wear a pointed black hat and have a pet black cat. Well, that is how they are pictured in fairy stories. And then we moved on and talked about spells and charms. We said they could use chants, spells, or charms to call on supernatural forces. We're talking about sorcerers and witches. What do we mean by spells and charms? Now, a spell is a situation in which events are controlled by a magical power. So we say, for example, you are under a spell. Yeah, we use that even not to talk about magic. We say if you are under someone's spell, you are so fascinated by them that you cannot think about anything else. But you can be under someone's spell, under a magician's spell, so to speak, and it has the same meaning. And then we talked about charms. What is the meaning of charms? A charm is an act, saying, or object that is believed to have magical powers. And then we talked about rituals. We said for many people, spells and rituals were a part of their religious beliefs. What is the meaning of a ritual? A ritual is a religious service or other ceremony which involves a series of actions performed in a fixed order. That is a ritual. And then we moved on and talked about the first priests were religious magicians and they were called shamans. Now, what is the meaning of shaman? Among some Native American people especially, a shaman is a person who is believed to have powers to heal sick people or to remove evil spirits from them. Then we talked about the word disaster. We said that they led rituals to make hunting expeditions successful, keep crops growing, and prevent disasters. What do we mean by disasters? A disaster is a very bad accident, such as an earthquake or a plane crash, especially one in which a lot of people are killed. That is a disaster. And then we talked about the word float. And here we were talking about magic for fun, of course. But we said that some magicians or stage magicians make objects disappear or float in the air. What is the meaning of float? Something that floats in or through the air, hangs in it, or moves slowly and gently through it, as if it were flying or something. That is the meaning of floating in the air. And then we talked about the audiences who know, usually they know that magic isn't real, but still they enjoy being baffled. What is the meaning of baffle? If something baffles you, you cannot understand it or explain it. And that is the meaning of baffle. So some people, including ourselves sometimes, most of us enjoy being baffled. We know it isn't real, but we enjoy a good magic show, right? Then we moved on and talked about some techniques magicians use, and we talked about the sleight of hand. They use sleight of hand. What does that mean? Sleight of hand is the deceiving of someone in a skillful way, because we're talking about skill and dexterity. We're talking about when magicians move their hands too quickly for people to see. That's sleight of hand. And then we moved on and talked about the famous show of P.T. Selbit when he shot a woman into a box and sawed the box. What is the meaning of sawed the box? The verb is saw, S-A-W. If you saw something, you cut it with a saw. He sawed the box in half, but the woman, of course, was intact. And then finally, we have the last word for today's episode, and that is sensational. We said Houdini amazed audiences with his sensational escapes. What do we mean by sensational? A sensational result, event, or situation is so remarkable that it causes great excitement and interest. Now, with that being said, that'll be all I wanted to share with you in today's episode. I hope you liked the episode, and I hope you learned a thing or two about magic and magicians, and you've learned some useful words that you can use in your own writing and speaking. I have to remind you again that if you want to practice the things you've learned in this episode, take the link you can find in the description of the episode, go to the custom post we've created specifically for this episode, and find the interactive activities, the PDF downloadable worksheet, anything you need to improve your English. Take the link and take your English with it to the next level. With that being said, this is your host, Danny. I would like to thank you very much for listening to another episode from English Plus Podcast. I will see you next time.